3, 2, 1. That was dumb. Oh, and Fun News Emma, I may or may not have broken my wrist in Timaru.
What?
We'll find out later in the week. Yeah.
In Timaru.
Just throwing that in there.
Well, yeah. Not in Timaru, but like I swung my suitcase around and my wrist like make a weird noise and it swelled up and it bruised and it's still not quite right, but I haven't gone to do anything about it because I haven't had time, and also because it's the hand I use for walking, so we're just pretending it's not a problem. But clapping was a dumb idea. Welcome to the Beauty School Dropouts podcast, where we will use our salon wisdom and questionable life experience in an endeavour to fix your life, because a good hairdresser is cheaper than a therapist. This week, we've got Sarah, who's yawning.
Sorry.
Emma and Nicole and me. What's everyone been up to this week? Actually, we'll ask Emma what she's been up to this week, because she's the only one who's going to have a different answer to the rest of us.
Oh, shit.
Nicole's run away.
David!
Oh.
David, Tarn's out at the compost bin in the
vehicle. What have I been up to this week? I ripped my bathroom to pieces and then put it back together-ish. But in the process, I did possibly the dumbest thing. No, that's a lie. It's not the dumbest thing we've ever done. But it's up there with the dumbest things we've ever done. There is a hole under my bath that goes to underneath my house. And underneath my house is water because I live near the beach. But it turns out that that's not the problem. There must be a burst pipe or something somewhere. So I decided, in all my wisdom, to use my cell phone torch to look under the house. And then I dropped it in said puddle.
Excellent. Yeah.
So that's how my week went. So I turned into your 60-year-old auntie that wanders around using their iPad as a phone. That was fun.
Excellent. Well, I paid you for Caroline Bay, so hopefully that won't all have to go on getting a new phone.
But I've already got one.
All right, so you'll contribute to the bathroom fund.
Yeah,
then,
that's exactly
imagine.
Where it's going.
Well, we know what we were up to this week. Sarah, do you want to rattle it off from your end?
Got to hang out with a bunch of, how do I put this?
Cranky assholes.
I was going to go with amazing people.
Oh, right. Of course you were.
Because we all got to go along to Beach Hop and work our butts off and try to make as many people as we could look and feel beautiful.
Yeah. And boy, did we. Quite the week. I mean, I know Beach Hop's always quite the week, but I think having gone straight from, because like Emma and I did Caroline Bay last weekend, and then I flew home on Tuesday night, ready to pack the car and leave for Beach Hop on Wednesday morning. So it just was a non-stop carnage kind of week for me, and I'm so fucking tired. But by the end of it, it was like that sort of delirious tired where everything was funny and I was having a lot of fun. And I mean, spoiler alert, we got visited by an Elvis at Beach Hop, and in the video I took of it, all you can hear is me laughing, and I'm not laughing at the guy, I'm just laughing at the absurdity of the situation. I was like, oh god, I really was just laughing all fucking weekend, and not always because it was funny, mostly because I was just fucking ruined.
Yeah, but at least you were pulling fart jokes at the end of the night and just wishing yourself with laughter. That was me.
Yeah. Or like bursting into tears because there was a cute kid waving at you down and off the stage.
I forgot about that. A cute kid waved at Nicole and then she just burst into tears.
Oh, man. It sounds like you guys had a best time without me. Now I'm really pissed.
That kid had a soul so pure, and I was like, the world is so cruel.
Oh, it was quite sweet, but also completely mad, and none of us really knew what to do. But we definitely missed you, Emma. It wasn't quite the same without you.
Yeah. I declared that on the Thursday. I said, I miss Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that cranky bitch in the corner.
No, it was more like there was no one to roll my eyes with when Nicole started crying at a few times.
Oh, yous would have laughed at me though if I was there when that Elvis come on stage, because I would have been awkward as fuck having someone singing.
We all were. Mm. It was quite spectacular, but also just very strange. And because tell the full Elvis story to start with. He'd come by on Friday to the market, because it was a big Elvis King of the Hop competition this year at Beach Hop. So there were fucking hundreds of Elvises, or Elvi, wandering around the place. And he was doing a show on Friday night, and he'd come by the market and asked if we could do his hair. And so I knew Sarah had a blow dryer with her, so I pushed her. I pushed him in the direction of Sarah. I was like, here you go, grab a round brush off the stall and off you pop. And then his manager had decided to get her hair done as well. And what was she saying to you, Sarah?
She was saying that apparently he quite regularly gets his hair done by other hairdressers, and they have a tendency to royally fuck it up. Which, to be honest, I cannot understand how they can royally fuck that up. The only way I can understand it is if they not actually doing like a proper blow wave. Because like, he's got naturally curly hair, so you kind of want to get in there and stretch it out and pull it out. And I just don't get it. I don't get, they're fucking it up. Yeah. But yeah, apparently they've been royally fucking it up.
But yes, they seemed quite pleased with the results, and he'd, while he was sitting waiting for his manager to get her hair done, he sort of looked up at the banner and he was perusing the stock. He bought a tin of pomade, but he was looking at our branding and was like, oh, the Beauty School Dropouts, like the song, and he sort of started humming it, and he was like scrolling through his phone trying to find the lyrics and stuff, and then he sort of said he didn't know if he knew it well enough, but he'd come and sing it for us, and we're like, oh yeah, whatever. So off he went to go and finish off getting ready for his show on Friday night, and we sort of assumed that was the last we'd hear of Elvis. Then, surprise, on Saturday at sort of like mid-afternoon, he just turned up and was like here with his PA system and his costume, and announced that he'd gone home and learnt the Beauty School Dropout song from Greece so he could come and serenade us, which was adorable and so sweet. And he was just so, like, as he said, I messaged you on Instagram, but I didn't check it because it was busy on Saturday morning. But he'd messaged us and asked if it would be okay if, as a thank you for doing his hair, would we be okay with him coming to sing for us? And it was just the cutest thing ever. And people were standing down on the floor, because we were on the stage at Beach Hop in the hall, and people were standing down on the floor telling him, you need to face out here to the audience. And he's like, I'm not singing to them, I'm singing to these girls.
He pulled the curtain.
Pulled the curtain across a bit, but it was just so cute and so bizarre and completely out of left field. And yeah, like, he changed some of the lyrics to, you know, reflect our team, and had, you know, finished it off with saying, you know, Beauty School Dropouts, thank you for doing my hair. It was great.
That's right.
So yeah, that was our Beach Hop Elvis situation. And he was saying, oh, you know, well, keep an eye out for you guys at other things, because I'll see you around. I'll definitely come back. Okay, sweet. Excellent. So I guess now we've got an Elvis.
Yes!
Our own personal Elvis.
I'm not complaining, because that was fun. And my face hurt from smiling.
Yeah, well, I was sitting down on a chair recording him, and then he came over and grabbed my hand, and I was like, I don't know what to do in this situation. What do I do? Fuck. But yeah, it was so cute. And yeah, he was so lovely, and everyone was just like completely in awe of the whole situation.
It was. There were a lot of people down in the crowd filming it and watching, and so yeah, there were a lot of people who were also enjoying that.
One thing I have to say is, if you have watched the video on the Beauty School Dropouts Facebook page, the little boy you see running across the screen at the end, that's my little bubba.
Yeah. Yeah, Max had to make an appearance. It was quite cute. And you can see Chad sort of trying to hide from the camera. But no, it was very, very cute. And probably one of the weirder, but also incredibly cool Beach Hop moments that we've had over our various Beach Hops.
I think it's the highlight to the highlights.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely one of mine. For sure. Now, this whole episode is basically just us chit-chatting about Caroline Bay and Beach Hop and how they went, what we liked, what we could have done differently, all the usuals. But before we kick off with that, I know we talked about it last Beach Hop, but how many Beach Hops have you guys done so far? Because I had to go through, I had to scroll back through Facebook. And my first Beach Hop was 2016, so this is Beach Hop number 8 for me, which seems insane.
It's hard to figure it out because we've had like some years where there's been 2 Beach Hops. Like, do you get what I mean?
I think there's still only been 1 each year. It's just it seems like it's every 6 months when there's November to March.
Okay, yeah.
So that must mean that my first Beach Hop I went to was your first time working there, Fran. Because I remember coming to your stall, but you were far too busy to talk to any human.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you were down on the floor in the first...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because my first Beach Hop was 2016, but I didn't start working for you till... the year after. No, it would have been after. Yeah. No, it would have been 2017. But I think I think I've worked maybe 4 Beach Hops for you, but that would have been when I driven up, so I would have only done a day or two.
Yeah. What about you, Sarah? You've been around for a while.
This would have been I know this was my 4th Beach Hop working, but 5th since I've been part of the team, because there was one I missed because I had Bubba. He was still pretty new at that point. Well,
that's right. You took time off to have a fucking baby.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was the one where they moved it to the November and Max was only like, God, he would have been brain. It's not computing. June to November, June, July. Yeah, it would August, have been pretty September, October, new. November.
Because, yeah, we were all a bit worried when you were like, oh, yeah, I'll still come to Beach Hop, and you would have been quite pregnant. Yeah. And I was like, oh, God, she has this fucking baby at Beach Hop. I'm not sure how to deal with this. I don't really know what to do in that situation. So it was kind of like, fuck, it's been postponed. Oh, fuck, it's been postponed. Sarah will have a baby by then. She probably won't be able to come.
I was so prepared to come to Beach Hop pregnant, eh? Like, I was like, nah, I can do this. I can rock this out.
Well, if anyone was going to be able to, it would be you. I'm way too committed to let a pregnancy get in the way of that.
Yeah.
So was that November 2019? So was that my first one when Sarah was there?
Yes, because your first one...
No, that was 2020. Yeah, your
first one was... Was it?
Yeah, November 2020, because Max was born in 2020.
Mm.
Yeah. Ah, yes, that's the year I got sunburnt and came into the Saturday looking like a lobster.
That's right, because we had the fire alarm. Because there was almost a fire alarm this year, but it turns out it was just because someone had opened one of the side doors, so the security alarm went off, and, like, Kate and Nicole could hear an alarm. I couldn't hear it at all.
Neither could I.
I was like, fuck, am I just, are they imagining this, or am I just not hearing it? Like, this is a problem. And then Craig came running up and was like, have any of you guys opened the side door? It's like, oh, no, that's what the alarm is. No, it wasn't us, thank God. But, yeah, it's a bit touch and go for a minute there.
Well, I don't know how many I've done then, because I can't remember when there was the first one, or when I did the first one.
Yeah, your first one was when we were without Sarah, so that would have been 2020.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it must have been November.
Yeah, because it was you, me, Kate, Sian, and Sophie staying in the sleep out at that tiny old people's house.
Oh, yeah. So November 2020, March 21. Fuck, nah, I don't know. I can't figure it out, and my brain is too fried.
Yeah, November 22, and then March 23, yeah.
So I just know that I was a lot more efficient and generally had my shit together better. This one.
Yeah. I know you were like, I mean, you're always a bit worried about that, but yeah, no, this time around you absolutely nailed it, like, managed to crack a decent sum of money in our FPOS system that I was putting, well, our point of sale system that I was putting all of our transactions through. Just because I'm a nerd about stats like that, our most sold products over the weekend, the top 3 most sold products were Sarah Basic Updos, Kate Basic Updos, Nicole Basic Updos. So pretty solid effort, guys. It was definitely... I think, yeah, because we put a new pricing structure in place, which meant that we were kind of hoping that it would steer people more towards basic updos, and some of it worked that way, and then some of it didn't, and we still ended up with a few heat sets and things on Saturday morning that Kate, I know, is furious about. So we can't just not offer it, Kate.
How many times did you sell the wig to bald men?
Well, this time Sarah brought her mannequin heads, so the hair was very firmly attached, and we couldn't make that joke. But... it's all right. There were a few, what can you do with this? And it's like, oh, you watch out. We've just had an Elvis in. You would not be the first gentleman that we've corralled into our stall this weekend.
We should probably start offering those guys lashes.
Yeah.
On their heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just cover their whole heads in eyelashes.
So what's that? What was it? Jonah Lomu with this, just his little cuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be great. Well, how was Caroline Bay this year, Emma, while we're on the subject of events? How did you find it? Because you were there as a punter as well as a vendor.
Yeah. I've been to a few Caroline Bays as a punter. I don't really know that you could say I was a punter this time because I didn't actually punt. I didn't have time to punt.
Oh, you had your caravan.
Yeah, I stayed in the caravan and that was really good. From Thursday till Sunday, we went home Sunday morning. Yeah, it was really good. Everybody was really welcoming. They'd obviously all stayed there in previous years. They seemed to all know each other. They were really friendly and offered. I turned up by myself with just me and my daughter, so I backed the caravan in and put the awning up by myself, so they all offered to help me, but me being me and being stubborn, I said no. And then turns out I should have said yes, because on Friday night it got really windy and at midnight we had to get up and take the awning down because I hadn't done the guy ropes up tight enough and one of my poles came apart and decided that I'd like to go for a bit of a flying lesson. But that was all right. Work/client-wise, it's the first time I've done hair and makeup at Caroline Bay, so I'm not sure if it's on par with other years, but I think we did pretty good. I think we had a good setup, and we were pre-booked from 8 till about 3:45, I think, with maybe we had a couple of cancellations, but nothing serious, and we managed to fill them with some walk-ins.
Yeah.
So I think it was overall a pretty successful endeavour.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely, you know, because like the last time I did hair and makeup, well, I did makeup because the hairdressers wouldn't let us do hair. We were only allowed to do makeup. And that was in 2018. So a million years ago. But yeah, like we were pretty busy that day. But I think this time around, because it was like we have sort of control over our own bookings and we were like, you know, have some brand awareness and stuff. We definitely had like a pretty good run of bookings and what have you. And it was nice to see a lot of familiar faces as well as meeting people who had, there's one lady who came in and she had a little photo album thing in her bag of the like other times she's been at Caroline Bay. And she looked at me and she said, I think I have a photo of you. And I was like, oh God, yes.
Yep. I remember that lady. Like,
went through all her photos and she had a photo of me and Lincoln from when we had done makeup at Caroline Bay in 2018. She said, I think you did my makeup. Yep, that's me. But it was just quite strange. But no, it went really well. Although I must say it was weird because, like, here's a bit of the sort of behind the scenes secret sauce type stuff. But, like, normally at these events we sort of go 60-40, 70-30, hair and makeup to retail sales. So normally it's like, you know, reasonably a sort of three-way split between whoever's working and then, like, usually there's two of us working. So whoever's working and then retail also makes a cut and then pays its share for the stall fees and stuff. But this time around, we did we did a princely sum of $90 in retail, which is less than 10% of what we did over the weekend. And we sold two hair flowers and two pairs of earrings and then, like, some miscellaneous bobby pins and a hairnet and stuff. But it was just like, oh, cool, I just took 30 kilos of product on holiday to Timaru to then take it back to Beach Hop. So I don't know if that means next year we bring less product or if now that people... Because, like, I know that the hairdressers who'd run that particular sort of pop-up salon space in the past didn't have any stock to sell, so people presumably would have been like, all right, well, new people, but we don't buy product there, we turn up with our accessories, blah blah blah. And whether that will mean that next time people will be like, oh, well, they had stuff last year, so we'll just turn up and see, or whether if I bring 30 kilos of stuff again, it's just gonna have a nice holiday to Timaru. But I have to do some thinking about that and see what we can, maybe some market research. But it was quite a good event. I had a good time. I got to go. I was staying with a friend of one of our friends slash regular clients who had basically said, oh, you know, we used to live in Timaru, I'll hook you up with somewhere to stay. And so I stayed with her friend Diane, who was lovely, and they took me out on the cruise on Friday night, which is like the first time I've been at a car show and gone out at the car show and seen cars. It was magic. normally I'm just like at home sleeping so that I can be ready for the next day's chaos. But yeah, so I went out with them and then went home and babysat her dog and watched Beauty and the Geek after that while they all went to the dance. But it was just really cool to like get to be part of it and get to see people in the South Island again, because we haven't really done any events down there for a while because there just haven't really been any compared to what we used to have all the time down there. So that was cool. Got to make some more plans for Vintage Fest, which we'll be going to in September. So if you're planning on heading along to that, keep an eye out for our stall. And the team will be there, obviously, doing hair and makeup and hawking nonsense. So make sure that you put that in your calendar. I guess the 23rd of September? Or did I make that up? It's the 23rd. I'm pretty sure it is.
Something like that. It's the 20-something of
September. If it's not, I'll edit this out and change it. Yeah, so on the 20-something of September, we'll be in Christchurch. What was your favourite customer moment of Caroline Bay, and what was your favourite not customer moment of Caroline Bay?
Oh, I thought you meant which was my least favourite customer. I was like, what the fuck?
No.
What kind of question is that?
God, that's bold, yeah.
Oh my God. Favourite customer moment. I really suck at thinking on the spot. Absolutely trash.
Sorry.
Sarah Stafford. Favourite.
Yeah, I was just saying, if you just noticed Sarah, that's yeah. Elvis up there.
that hairdo is rather phallic looking.
It is.
Favourite non-customer moment was looking around the caravans, because I like caravans.
Yeah.
I have to say, I really liked the lady's outfit. The lady in the lemon dress that had the photo of you, Fran.
Oh, yeah.
I love the lemon dress. She was just, everything matched. And then she said to me, I bought all of these hair accessories for you to choose from. And she had like three bags of different accessories. And she goes, awesome. I've got a matching headband, but my friend says it's too much. And I said, well, that's bullshit. It matches. Let's do that. And it looked great. Because everything should match, says the person with the orange caravan with everything else orange. Wrong person to ask if it was too much.
Well, that's every time someone says, oh, do you think that's too much? And I'm like, you are asking exactly the wrong people. If you are expecting any of us to say, yeah, that's too much, like, come on. Do you look at us and think, oh, yep, this is a normal amount of stuff, accessories and so on and so forth?
Though actually Kate went to add flowers to her scarf. Was that Saturday morning, and said, is that too much? And then you and I both said, no, that's too much.
It was just because it was a colour that didn't go.
Yeah, that's just true.
Just adding flowers out of nowhere. Sorry, there's a cat trying to break into my office. There we go. Shut the door. All right. Now, I know we didn't get a chance to go out and look at anything, really, at Caroline Bay, but did you manage to buy anything exciting from any of the other stalls or from any of the shops down there? Did you get to, like, go and check out any op shops or anything?
No. The op shop was shut on Sunday by the time I got there. What did we look at on Saturday? We went to all four $2 shops in the main street of Timaru. There are four.
Oh, was that on Friday when Olivia got her lip gloss?
Yes. Her 24K magic lip gloss.
Oh, so cute.
I don't know. No, I didn't look at any stalls. I bought an ice cream. That was it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have to say, my favourite customer moment, as always, at Caroline Bay is just, as well as at any event, is just chatting to people and getting to, like, hang out with our customers. Getting to actually have my first proper conversation with Jasmine, aside from when we interviewed her on the podcast, who was last year's Miss Pin Up New Zealand. Because I'd interviewed her, and then that was kind of it. We'd never actually, like, sat down and had a chat. So got to have a chat with her when I was doing her makeup. And, you know, just getting to, like, catch up on what everyone's been up to, and that was really cool. But my favourite not customer moment of Caroline Bay is the world's most adorable selfie that Emma's daughter had wanted to get her hair and makeup done. So she got a bit glammed up, and then while we were sort of like packing stuff down, she'd asked if she could count the money, because she was running our admin for the day. So I taught her how to use the FPOS machine, and she had the pink holographic bum bag full of cash, and She's very disappointed that we didn't have a scanner or a cash register. I was like, babe, where do you think I'm fitting those in my 30 kilos of luggage? But anyway, it's like, none of our stuff has barcodes. Like, I'm not, no. But she'd asked if she could count up the cash, and she just looked absolutely astounded with, like, stacks of 20s in there, and then took the world's cutest selfies, because she's, what, 12, 13?
13.
Like, 13, cute selfies of her, like, posing with the stacks of cash in front of her face all fanned out. It was just so cute. It's just, like, looking over and seeing her, like, being, like, the ultimate 13-year-old with her face on and her stacks of cash. It was so cute. All right. So, Beach Hop. Now, I'm assuming that everyone's favourite not customer moment of this Beach Hop was the serenade from Johnny Angel, our Pacific Elvis.
Yeah.
What was everyone's favourite customer moment this Beach Hop?
I had two ladies who I did. One I did just makeup for, and the other one I did hair and makeup for. And they both were so overwhelmed with their finished look that they hugged me. And the one I had done hair and makeup for was a stage 4 melanoma survivor. And she was just didn't normally do this stuff. And so, yeah, she said I'd made her a whole weekend, which is really cool. And the other lady was sort of like, oh, my son's wedding's coming up and I've got no idea what anyone's going to be able to do with me. So I'll just see what you can do and then I might have some sort of idea. So it was quite nice just doing that for... That's always my favourite part of Beach Hop is doing that for people. It's not even like making the money. It's the actual, like, making people happy.
Well, that's it, eh? Like, I've said it before and I'll say it forever. Like, the coolest thing in the world about our job is being able to change the entire way a person sees themselves without actually changing anything about them, you know? Like, it's being able to make them look at themselves in a whole other light because you're like, yep, you can do that too. It took me 45 minutes. And it could totally be done again, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, Sarah? What was your favourite customer moment this Beach Hop?
Yep, okay, I'm back. Sorry. My brain just malfunctioned there for a little bit. My favourite was one of the ladies that I did who had really short hair. Because, like, there was two that I did with really short hair. Basically, you can't do Victoria Robs. You can't do any of the, like, standard styling that we would normally do. But one of them, she had short hair. I was able to kind of give her some body and some volume and make her hair, like, look like it was a fresh blowout, but it wasn't a fresh blowout. And then we did lashes on her and lips. Yeah, we did lips as well. We did lips and lashes on her. We didn't do any liner. And she was feeling good all about it, but... The one thing that got me was when her husband turned up and she asked him what he thought. And he was like, oh, the lashes are a bit much. And I was like, the lashes aren't a bit much. They looked amazing.
So fucking irritating, eh? Because he could see how excited she was. And she just wanted him to say, you look great. And then he was like, oh, you know, this is all, it's all good. Oh, the lashes are a bit much. And I was like, no, get fucked. Yep. Like, you don't get to tell her that. She's not actually asking for your opinion in this situation. Like, read the room, bud.
She was feeling good. She wanted to, and who was she wanted to be? Lamb? No, mutton dressed up as lamb, but not look like lamb dressed up as mutton. No.
Yeah, she was like, I don't want to be mutton dressed as lamb, but, you know, like, lamb-ish is fine.
Yes, that's right, lamb-ish. Yeah, I like that. I did hear that.
Oh, yeah, no, and they were great. There was, it turned out that one of them was, there's two ladies that had come in, right? And they were wearing matching dresses. And it turns out that 3 years ago on the Friday of Beach Hop, they met wearing matching dresses. And so every year on the Friday of Beach Hop, they match outfits again and hang out. I was like, how cute is that? And it was just like, just because they were wearing matching dresses when they first saw each other. Like, so cute. well, aside from... Oh, see, I don't know about my favourite customer moment. I mean, Elvis, I guess, was maybe a customer as well.
He was a customer.
I think just having, like, having so many really cool repeat clients every year that come back and are like, oh, you know, well, last year I just had lips and lashes and I just, you know, I saw you guys and I thought, oh, you know, I'll give it a crack. And or the people who come in are like, oh, you know, I see you guys every year and I thought, oh, fuck it, this year I'll give it a go. And it's like, actually, yeah, that's the coolest, is the fact that we've made enough of an impression on someone that they're like, actually, no, next year I'm going to pay these girls to make me look glamorous and I'm going to have a fucking great time. And it's always just really fun. You know, although it was also really cool. We had one of our regular customers, Maureen, who we all love dearly, came in on the Saturday morning of Beach Hop. She talked to us about it last year in November. She was going to a gala dinner. It was a black tie event for her work's like centennial celebrations. And there were going to be 5,000 people there. And she was very worried about, you know, a lot of her team are like, you know, we're young things. And she is, took my fucking breath away when she told me how old she was, because I didn't believe it for 1 second. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was quite worried that, you know, she wasn't gonna, you know, wasn't gonna feel as glam as them and blah blah blah. And then so she booked in with us and I was like, don't worry, like, we'll take care of you, you know, we've got this. And she kept saying, oh, it just needs to be very glam, not like you know, beach hop, but like very glamorous. So I booked her in with Sarah and Kate for that, and she just left looking incredible and had driven all the way back to Auckland. But apparently she'd been talking to her workmates and there were no bookings available for hair or makeup at like any of the MAC or any of the Bobbi Brown counters. And all the hairdressers were like pretty much booked up because there's 5,000 people going to this event. So like nobody could get a hair and makeup appointment. And she said, oh, I'm getting mine done in Whangamata. And they're like, you're driving all that way? She's like, yep. Well, I've got a team down there. They're great. It's like, what a sales pitch. Telling all these people that she'd driven all the way to Whangamata to get her hair and makeup done by us.
She would have been, my personal stylists are in Whangamata weekend.
I know, Sarah, you didn't buy anything from any of the other stalls, but you did, Nicole. What did you buy this year?
I bought a couple of cool black cat items from, I think it's Anne Flynn Mixed Media Artist. They were really cool. Mm-hmm. Super cute little black cat oven mitt. And I got some like t-shirts and clothes and skirts for the kids, and t-shirt for me. I probably actually bought most things off the Beauty School Dropout stall, to be honest.
Yeah, I think this year was your like most restrained purchasing from the Beauty School Dropout stall, though.
Yeah, I think it probably was the most restrained overall, actually. Really,
I don't think I bought anything from the stall at Caroline Bay. That would have to be the first time I've worked and not bought anything, because I was actually prepared and didn't run out of anything.
Well, you should have, because then Fran would have gone back with 29 kilos and 800 grams instead of 30 kilos.
Oh, I did sell Olivia a hair slide. Oh, yes. I told her she could just have it, but she insisted.
Oh, yeah. Because those are the rules. You can't just take things, you know. She's a stickler for the rules.
You can't just have things, yeah. Please her.
Unless I make the rules, then it's fuck you.
yeah, of course. Yeah. Because you're mum, the rules are different.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm mum's potentially scary friend. Well, does anyone have any other bits and pieces that they want to throw in there about our last couple of events?
Oh, well, remember when you were saying that you had come across a woman once who didn't understand the Beauty School Dropouts reference and said,
it happened again.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, my story wasn't related to that, but tell us about that.
Oh, a lady was sitting next to me and she goes, oh, I like the name. And I said, thanks. And she said, Beauty School Dropouts. Because that way then if you mess it up, you can just point at the sign and say, we're dropouts, it doesn't matter. What did you expect? And I was like, oh, you know, I said, most people get the reference. And she said, what reference? I was like, what? And I said, you know, like Grease, the movie. And she said, this was while Elvis was there getting his hair done. Oh, waiting around either way. And he was like, yeah, you know, Grease, the movie, it's the song. And Beauty School Dropouts is the song. And she said, oh, well, I've only seen that movie maybe once when it came out. She said, I don't remember that. And it was just so awkward because I was like, oh, well... okay.
Well, I sent like the video of Elvis singing to us to Dave and to Dave's mum who was staying here. Neither of them got the reference.
Oh.
So I realised, I was like, oh man, wasn't that cool? And Dave's like, yeah, like he didn't understand at all. And then so he had no idea why we were called the Beauty School Dropouts, and he's never asked me why.
Oh! Maybe I do need to start explaining this a bit better.
You could have a little asterisk under the underneath that says, remember, like on Grease.
Like the movie.
Yeah. So then last night I got onto YouTube and I played everyone the that dream sequence from the movie with the song. But when we were kids, we had the Grease soundtrack on vinyl, and we used to put it on and dance around before primary school. And so, like, I know that song really well.
Yeah, I just assumed everyone did, but apparently I was wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I do need to explain our branding some more. Oh, Christ. Yeah, it just took me by surprise when it happened again. I was like, wait, what? Like, I was just telling the story to someone else of someone who didn't get it. And then, like, the next person I spoke to, someone didn't get it. So wild. Maybe our target market is expanding to people who don't get the reference.
Maybe.
Maybe that so much time has passed between now and when Grease came out.
1978 in Grease.
There's a whole lot of people who actually haven't seen it.
Mm. Well, I guess we'll have to do something about it. I don't really know what we can do about it, but
well, we can add that song to the playlist to just break up the System of a Down a little bit.
Hey, don't diss the system.
It's a Sarah's estimate. Yeah,
Nicole
playlist.
Had some real problems with our playlist this weekend because it's fairly sort of angsty metal / you know.
You're not keen for some metal at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I don't mind a bit of rock and stuff, but I am not angsty. I'm like the polar opposite of angsty. I'm bright and chirpy.
Yeah. The rest of us are angsty ourselves. That's okay.
But I just found it funny when I like put the System of the Down on and Holly was just like, hey, like, and you're like, oh, it's Sarah's playlist. And she looked at me, she's like, you listen to System? I never would have guessed that.
She looked appalled and confused. Bless. Subverting expectations left, right and centre around here at the Beauty School Dropout.
Yeah.
Well, with Beach Hop all wrapped up, next week is our monthly help corner / listener questions bonanza. So if you have a question for the Beauty School Dropouts, then feel free to submit it through the podcast page on our website or via email to thebeautyschooldropoutsnz@gmail.com. This week, your homework is to find the post on our Facebook page with the video of our Elvis serenade from Saturday and share with us your photos from Beach Hop and your BSD glam to go in the draw to win a $20 voucher. The winner is going to be drawn on Monday. That's the 3rd of April. Monday, whatever next Monday is. So don't miss out on that. And that is episode 64. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for coming to see us at all of our events this March. Next week will be our Help Corner episode, so get your questions in. But in the meantime, remember, be nice to your customers, because who knows when they might decide to serenade you in the middle of the market to say thank you for fixing their hair. We can get through this together, because a good hairdresser is cheaper than a therapist. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. I don't have anything funny, but I do have an explanation for why I ran off earlier when I heard.
Oh yeah, what was that about?
A dog barking. So my friend's dog, who's staying here while she was away, put itself through the fence to. It's a Labrador. This is a Labrador thing, to get to the compost bin. But in the paddock with the compost bin is our pet deer, who had cornered said dog, and it was unable to move. Because the deer was like tracing its every move, probably about to waste it. So thankfully, Dave ran out there and rescued the dog.
Fucking Labradors, man.
Yeah, I had to fence off my compost for this foster fail because I found her in there and she come out with a mouthful of God knows fucking what.
Gross.
Yeah, welcome to Labrador life.
Well, actually, the deer is a big fan of coffee grounds, so he would have been like, fuck off, get away from my coffee grounds.
He's got this really strung out deer who's like, oh, yeah. Quite on caffeine.
Yeah.